and welcome to episode 110 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. And don't forget to, what's it?
Rate us, review
that's
us.
That's it. Do those things. So yes, let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, and for the final time this year, is Hot Topics, aka BBC Shanice, where we give you a hot rundown of the hottest K news that's come up over the past year or so. Well, yeah, for this one, it's going to be a year or so. So, yeah.
So before I go into what's happened this year, I just want to talk about what's happened this week. So this is basically just Big Bang news. So it's the end of an era for YG Entertainment, I have to say. Taeyang has signed with the Black Label and Daesung has decided to leave YG altogether. Both have emphasized that Big Bang will continue. G-Dragon is still in talks with YG, so we don't know what he's doing at the moment. And T.O.P. did leave YG in February. Many fans did argue that their last song that was released in January, I believe, Still Life, was definitely a goodbye song. It was given goodbye song vibes, I'm not going to lie. And I feel like YG didn't want to admit that because they didn't want to affect their stocks, honey. So, Big Bang say that they will continue as a foursome, but it's just not going to be under one label, like under YG. So, we'll see what GD does. Do you think he will stay? Will he leave? Will he create his own thing? I don't know.
Yeah.
Do they even want to still make music together? I don't know. But I guess time will tell and we'll find out next year probably. So that was news for this week. But yes, as Shay said, this is going to be a rundown of the year, some of the year's biggest stories and some of the releases that happened this year. Because I was going through that and I was like, oh, that was this year? Well, this year has been long.
Yes.
So if we go back to January, this is when Jay leaves Day 6 and JYP Entertainment. This happened in January. I thought this last year. So he leaves, and then instead of just being quiet and moving on from things, this is when he jumps on his live stream and starts calling Jamie a fot. Remember that whole situation?
Let's not. Oh God.
Yes, that was January. EXO's Chen then becomes a father of two. That also was in January as well.
Two?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, remember Chen has had one child and then the second child was born in January.
I'm so sorry. My brain thinks that Chen got married this year and had one. He has two children?
He has two.
Congratulations.
Yeah, wow. See? Right. Some of the songs released in January that I remember was Got That Beat, Step Back. They meant to have a comeback as well next year. And Kepler had that Wadada song. Mm-hmm. Oh, Wadada! Oh, Wadada! That was stuck in my head. So there's that. Moving on to February. This is when Hyuna and Dawn announced that they were engaged after 6 years together. And as I said previously, this is when T.O.P. left YG Entertainment. This is when NMIX debuted and that whole controversial is this noise, is this music situation. Stacey came out with Run To You and then Billy came out with that Gingham Mingeo song. I think that's how you say it. March, Cube announces that Sujin's contract has been terminated and she will be leaving G-Idle. Red Velvet's Feel The Rhythm came out. G-Idle Tomboy came out. And J-Park and IU song came out as well.
The alphabet song?
Yes.
Okay.
Gana, nana, nana, na, biddy, biddy, boodoo, beep. That was March. April, EXO's Lay announced that he will be leaving SM Entertainment. CL invites 21 on stage with a surprise performance of I'm the Best. And this is when KBS Music Bank announced that they will resume public attendance. songs released that I remember in April was I've Love Dive and That with Psy and Suga.
Okay.
I don't know why. That seems like that happened later, but yeah. That was April. May, Cube finally announced the disbandment of CLC, even though like half of them had already left the company at that point. So it's just like, are y'all going to say anything or nah? And this is when SM said they are working on the lovely NCT Hollywood. Still haven't heard anything yet.
Let's and not think also, about it.
And they were preparing for NCT Tokyo as well, apparently. So we'll see if that comes into fruition soon. Songs released. We had TXT, Good Boy, Gone Bad, Fearless, Les Seraphim, and 17, Hot. And then that deep song, deep, 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 no, 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 by Hyoyeon from Girls' Generation.
Ah, yes. Yeah, okay.
What do you mean? Ah, okay, you should have got it from my beautiful singing.
I was like, what's deep, deep, deep?
Deep, 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 okay. Deep.
Yes, okay.
To be honest, when I first heard it, I was like, I don't get it. But after a while, you kind of get it. Okay, that's just me there. June, Kara reunites for their 15th anniversary. BTS then revealed that they will be temporarily suspending their group activities and the world broke down. People were crying, what are we going to do about BTS? Even though, look at us, alive and thriving and still seeing members do things. It's amazing how that works. And then June, I'm sorry, I have a bone to pick with a certain Dean, because in June he went on Instagram talking about his new album on his stories and then we never heard from him again.
I think Dean is like that pan that you have in your kitchen and like you'll watch it and as long as you're watching it, it just won't boil. But the moment you turn around, it will boil over. So we just have to not think about him.
So he's just a turnaround.
Yes, that's the theory.
Okay, well, we'll just have to try and turn around. Songs released in that month. We had Kepler Up. I can't remember how that goes. I wrote it down for a reason. I don't remember how that goes. You had Neon. Pa, pa, pa. Yes. And we had BTS Yet to Come as well when everyone was crying and stuff. I'm so mean to you guys today. I'm sorry, armies. Not all of you, but some of you just need to get over it. Okay. July, this is when Jessie left P Nation. JB was outed for dating a YouTuber for like 9 months or something.
Oh, yeah.
Hybe and Source Music announced that they have decided to terminate Kim Gadam's contract. And she was no longer part of Les Seraphim. Also in this month, I don't know if you remember this, Shay, but this is when Esper's Giselle's alleged Wattpad account got leaked.
Wattpad?
Apparently she used to write stories and then it was found. Like, the account's been inactive for a very long time, but apparently this account belonged to her. And
what kind of stories?
What kind of stories you find on Wattpad, I guess. Right, fan fictions and stuff. I don't really remember. This is just bullet points, girl. But there was that. And then GOT7's JB and SITK parted ways with Higher Music in July as well.
Oh, yeah.
Songs released. We had ITZY, Pull My Sneakers On. Name and name, ready, set, get ready, ready, get set, go.
Period.
We had Espa Girls. Where them girls, where them girls, where them girls? Girls, you getting all the good karaoke today. I never said these notes existed, but look at me singing. We had 80s Gorilla. I just remember them had head banging movement. Nah, nah, nah. And then New Jeans just appeared from nowhere and got our attention. Hey, did you see what I did there? And then in hyphen song, Future Perfect, or also known as Pastor Mike, and you all know about the whole J Park TikTok situation that just the gift that kept on giving.
I'm so sorry. I need to interject. I, on TikTok, I don't know if this is a new thing, but I've realized people have started having like K-pop or K-themed parties with their friends. So I've seen ones where people either need to come dressed as a K-drama character and like reenact a moment from said drama, or they come dressed as like an idol. So at this specific party, like one person was danced like Wonhyang, and they were doing like her little, you know, the Wonhyang dance.
Her cutesy dance. Yeah. I love her little dance.
And then someone else dressed as Jay Park and done like the...
Not the pass the mic.
The pass the mic. And it was uncanny how spot on it was.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, yes, so that happened.
Now we're in August, and this is when the fake photos, the edited photos of V and Jenny surfaced, and everyone was like, is this real? Is this fake? No, it's fake. No, it's real. It's fake. And then this is when P Nation announces Hyuna and Dawn have left the company. Songs released, Blackpink. Touch that pink venom, touch that pink venom, taste that pink venom, get him. It has I've, what's after like you, not I. Girls' Generation, Forever One. Can't remember. Oh, my mind went blank. Never mind. No carriage
I'm
for
so
that.
I'm so sorry. You know what came to mind? The BTS song. I said it's a BTS song with like, not Forever One, I think Forever Young. I don't know if that's what the song's called.
I can't remember how that
goes. It's like, Forever.
Oh, yes, I remember. Yeah. I remember. And then Twice, Talk That Talk as well. Tell me what you want. That song. Now we're in September and Loco shares that he's getting married.
Yeah.
And then NCT 127 released two baddies, one Porsche. Her Blackpink shut down. NMIX, Dice, and then Zico releases New Thing. And then, you know, that's part of the whole street fighter, street man, street dance, street, that show.
Men on the street.
Men on the street dancing. That song. October, Big Hit Music announced BTS enlistment plans, saying that it will start off with Jin. TVXQ's Changmin becomes a father. And then the whole situation with Omega X and their agency and the allegations towards their CEO stuff came out. Mm-hmm. Songs released, The Seraphim, Anti-Fragile, G-Idol Nude, 28 Reasons Seolgi, and Chaeyon Hush Rush came out. November, we had Bangi Dem and Mashiyo say peace to YG. BTS nominated for Best Pop Duo / Group Performance for the third year in a row at the Grammys for My Universe in collaboration with Coldplay. BlockBerry Creative then announced that Chu's been kicked out of Luna due to verbally abusing and poor behavior towards their staff. Chris Wu was sentenced to 13 years in prison for his foolishness. Orbitz announced a boycott against BlockBerry Creative in the news of Chu and how they mistreat Luna members. And Dawn and Hyuna broke up that month as well, and everyone started crying, saying, I don't believe in love anymore. So that was November. Songs released, we had Red Velvet, Birthday, Stacey, Poppy, and then you had that BB song, BB Vengeance. That's just everywhere. And now we're in December. Obviously, BTS, Jin and Lis, and Jinny leaves NMIX. And yeah. Now we're up to date, peeps. That was the year of 2022. Any songs that you vibed with this year, Shay?
This is going to sound terrible, but literally every song that I heard this year was against my will. And not like someone tied me to a chair and forced me to listen to these songs, but I just ended up hearing them through the grapevine of TikTok. So, yes. I don't know if... I feel like I heard a lot of Twice this year and I enjoyed the Twice I heard. But other than that, I can't say. Not K-pop related, but there's that one Japanese artist and he went viral on TikTok. And yes. He does that dance at his concert. Love him. I want to go to one of his concerts just to do the dance. Looks like a great time, but yeah.
I'm just looking on Instagrams. Someone said, this was the year for comebacks. It's literally so hard to choose. Girls' Generation reunited for Forever One was amazing and it was a bop. One of the best music videos, in my opinion, was Cruel by Jackson Wang. It has amazing visuals and an actual storyline. Red Velvet, Feel My Rhythm and Birthday, absolutely iconic and fresh like always. Their videos are always fun and bizarre and gorgeous. And controversial opinion, but I really didn't care for Sneakers. I feel like it was kind of silly and ITZY has so much, it's so much better than that song shows. Also, promotions were weird and cheap looking, like the girls randomly eating French fries. Oh yes, I forgot about those. Randomly eating French fries, but also teasing us with this queen concept.
Yes,
I don't know. It was just a really messy comeback for them, in my opinion, and the song wasn't that great. So yes, thank you for commenting that. I forgot about that teaser.
Yeah,
that was
an experience.
It was a choice. Mm. Yeah, for me, I guess I do love a bit of Les Seraphim. I think they're doing their thing. I do love a bit of New Jeans. This year was for the girls. These were for the girls. You know the Girls' Generation song, The Boys, yeah? Like, mm-hmm. Bring the Boys Out. This is the theme song of this year because it's just like, I know you're there, but where have y'all been? Because I feel like some of the comebacks, they weren't given what they should have given. Don't get me wrong, there have been some good comebacks, but the girls really ate y'all up this year.
Oh, and surprisingly, actually, I can name one comeback, I guess.
Yes.
That Grew On Me was shut down by Blackpink.
Mm,
that kind of Grew On Me, like, I feel like, I was like, oh, okay, now that I've listened to this, heard this a little bit more, it's like, just very epic girl power, like, gonna shut down. I was like, okay, I can get behind this. Yes.
So yes, guys, for the last time this year, that was Hot Topics. Hot topics. If there's any stories you want us to comment on, or if you want to comment on the story, make sure you hit us up on socials @HowYouAtYou. Okay, moving on to the next segment called Say What, where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, hot tea, drama, etc. You can send that all to howyoutea@gmail.com. That's howyoutea@gmail.com. Or you can submit an anonymous form at kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I don't understand why idols don't sort out their beauty and cosmetic procedures and just their looks in general before they debut instead of facing the scrutiny of netizens when getting small touch-ups and losing weight throughout their careers.
This sounds wild to me. I personally can't see, especially someone that's in the public space and they are about to debut, even just training, yeah. I feel like they're scrutinized anyway. So I feel like they'd be hyper aware of certain things. But they could be just happy how they are and they're like, I don't care that I have this thing or that thing. And then it's only after they debut and they make the dreaded mistake of scrolling through Twitter or reading online forums of what people are saying about, oh, this looks terrible. Why does this person's face look like that? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or, do you know what I mean? And then they're like, now they're self-conscious about it and they go and touch it up.
Then, yeah. I get what this person's trying to say, but I also don't agree that it would work. Like, we definitely see people that debut with having work done.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have to remember that a lot of people that debut in these groups, some are still minors, so their bodies are like still growing and changing and developing. So if you give a 16, 17-year-old a nose job, like it might look great in a few years, but their body and their face is going to change anyway to some extent. Mm. So one, they might not be developed enough to go get this work done, or the company might just say like, oh, like, let's see how their features and their body evolves and take it from there. And then we also have to take into consideration that a lot of procedures that get done or work that people get done are sometimes based on trends or what looks good at that point in time. It might not seem relevant or necessary for them to get work done now because their features and their overall look fits the current aesthetic, but maybe in five years, something completely different is in. So,
Yeah, I feel like this opinion's like mad crazy. I feel like it's crazy. And just to like add on to what you said before, like we wrap this up. As you said, a lot of idols debut young, but not even just that. I don't think many people realize, even though technically you're an adult when you're like 18, 19, sometimes you don't know what your body looks like until you hit about 25, you know?
Yeah.
Because like there's like this late puberty thing, and like, I don't know, your chest may grow, or you know, there might be another growth spurt. Like, I know it sounds mad, like, but it happens. And I don't know, I don't feel like, I'm not against plastic surgery or anything. Like, do what makes you happy in the grand scheme of things. But I just think in general, and this is not talking about idols, I'm just talking about like people in general.
Mm-hmm.
I personally feel like you should wait or really sit with, okay, I really want to get this done before you go and get it done. Because as you said, Shay, if you're just doing it based on a trend that, oh, everyone has big butts, so I want to get a BBL, or everyone has a snatched waist. But then we have this whole resurgence of like Y2K fashion, and everyone's basically saying, oh, it's going to revert back to, oh, basically being super skinny is in and not having a big butt is in. And now you have this big butt, but you didn't get this big butt for yourself. You got it for someone else, or to fit a certain aesthetic. And now, yeah.
It's a weird one. I think I get the concept of what this person is trying to say. Like, whatever you're wanting to do to them, do prior to them debuting, so they're not under this harsh light and scrutiny with netizens. But unfortunately, scrutiny and judgment and all those things are going to happen regardless of when you do something.
Exactly.
And the second point that this person has made in terms of losing weight, that also, like, you can make someone lose a ton of weight prior to their debut. They could put that weight back on 6 months after their debut. So that isn't really something you could fully control either. And sometimes, not even just in terms of surgery, but weight loss and other things, sometimes they're done to fit in with current standards and trends.
Yes.
Or it might be to perpetuate a new trend and start something new and a new craze about, because when an idol comes out with something, say it's like, oh, like plump red lips are in, like people are gonna maybe try and indulge in that while it's big, and it's something you can, I guess, like dissolve lip fillers. And so people are always gonna be changing. So it isn't really something you can be like, oh, let's just get this all sorted prior to debut and they're gonna stay like that forever, because that's not how it works. So I guess we don't agree with this one, but I get what you're trying to say, but I don't think it's feasible.
I think it's wild.
Yeah. A little bit crazy. Okay, and on to our next unpopular opinion. This person said those quote-unquote X person is a bully videos made from edited clips are so trash. Honestly, it's bad enough if an idol gets a scandal, but making these videos afterwards is so bad, yet so many people watch them and suddenly decide said person is a bully. Example, I'm pretty neutral for the Garam situation, but God forbid you watch the video that was like, quote unquote, oh, she has a resting face, so she must be rude, and said, yeah, she's definitely a bully from it. I have no idea what to say. Okay, I think I get it. So this person's saying that sort of when scandals happen and then we see an emergence of all these videos that are like, oh, X person's a bully because of this video where they side-eyed someone or they had a straight face.
I hate them.
Yeah.
I hate them. Because I'm like, especially it's those ones where it's just like, I don't know, they'll pay like Billie Eilish on top of it.
Yes, it's always a Billie Eilish.
She don't deserve you. Like, you know. No, what are you doing?
And how did you only mysteriously find this after there was a scandal?
Exactly. And I feel like it's so hard to understand the full context of what's going on even with the clips that they used, and then they've cut it down even more. So, for example, I've seen clips, it's like an end of stage, I don't know if it's like an end of year show or a music bank or whatever, but I think Won Young is going, Won Young from IVE is, I don't know, she reaches out to someone or something, I don't know, and people are like, oh, people are avoiding her, she thinks she's better than everyone else. I'm like, how did 1 + 1 = 25, where are you getting this from? I don't get it.
Like, it's when I think we both agree with this person's unpopular opinion. Yes, are there times where someone might not so much make an edit, but be showing examples of where signs of someone's behavior were shown in the past, but was maybe overlooked. Mm. I get that to some extent. But yes. I think when everyone's just like jumping on this train, like, oh, like this person has a scandal. I knew she was like this because this one time I saw her blink and look the other way and it meant this. Like, no, you had no idea. This edit doesn't support the claims. And yes, a situation should be sorted. And if this person has done what they're being accused of, they should be like reprimanded and held accountable and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, it isn't actually any of our business to get involved and to come up with these storylines. And if we're thinking that this person has done something to someone else, and now there's like trending videos and hashtags, if we really do believe that there's some sort of victim, is this not fair on the victim now that there's all this surge of stuff and they can't get away from it?
Yeah, so, like, you're plastering all of this stuff online. And on top of that, what annoys me with these things as well, you have people in the comments that are neutral and just be like, or just say, oh, let's just wait and see what happens. Oh, so you don't trust the victim. And I'm just like, what? Some half of the times with these videos that X person's a bully, there is no victim. It's just like a rumor that's gone round that someone said, I don't know, it could be like, oh, I saw Shay in the airport and I tried to wave at her, but she didn't wave at me back. She's so rude. But it could be just the fact Shay didn't have her glasses and she didn't see me. And because of this one person, this now explodes. And now there's all these edits of Shay, like,
yeah,
the times, like, oh, Shay wasn't on episode 109. That means Shanice and Shay had an argument and Shay was like, oh, she says she's not recording this week. It's like, where did you get this information from?
Oh my God.
My girl was dying. Like, oh my
God. This reminds me of like the story. You've probably heard it of when, I don't know if it was when he had just joined, but when Dio met some of the other EXO members and like, cause his vision's really bad. He kind of just glares at people. They thought that like he hated them, but he just couldn't see them sometimes. Or something like that. But yeah, I don't get this. And what's the word? There's like a word for this. It's not like pick me behavior, but it's like where people just like jump on trains and they just run with things with no information, or they're just like, yeah, it must be true, and they just go with it. So
it's all conspiracies.
Yeah,
at this point. Yeah, but the real conspiracy that we need to know about that needs to be revealed next year is the whole Jimin conspiracy, BTS Jimin conspiracy, and what's her name?
From Twice.
What's her name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Oh, what's her name? It's like,
Jonghyun? No, it's not Jonghyun.
It is. I think it's what you said. It's like Jonghyun. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it. But
yeah, we need to get to the bottom of that. That's what we need to know.
Because there's been a few occurrences, but is that one music bank, you know, where they're doing like the snippets for like their comeback stuff, and Twice on one side and BTS on the other side, and they're singing snippets of their song and like she's repeating every other word. And Jimin gives her I want to know what happened.
We need to know the beef, but yes.
Okay, thank you for the unpopular opinion. And then on to our last unpopular opinion for today. This person said, despite how bad Starship can be, they are definitely one of the better companies. They definitely know what they're doing by giving IVE single albums, high budget, and promoting them in festivals to promote them more to the Korean general public, allowing Monster X members a bit more freedom and more activities such as Hangwon producing for AB6, is really also pushing them more. Same for Monster X and Gravity, going to more festivals. However, I will not deny they could do much better for WJSN.
I didn't even know Ive was on the Starship.
Yeah, I don't think I ever processed that.
That's I don't know who I thought they were under. I just saw Ive's eye.
Actually, I lie. I think I was aware of this, but I never fully processed it. But I think I saw a TikTok edit of an Ive, you know, like when an idol has a birthday or something, and like the whole room was like fully decorated and like tens off the board, and like there was like tons of stuff. And then I think there was a WJSN member and it was her birthday, and like she had like, you know, those strip signs that you can buy from, like, I don't know, I can't think of what it's called, but like just like a really basic little sign, and then it fell off the wall halfway through and she had to put it back up. And it was bad. That was bad. Yeah.
Well, like a banner.
Yeah. Like a banner, but not even like a solid rectangular banner, like a little tint. It was bad.
Okay.
It looked bad. I don't actually know too much about Starship, top of my head. So
yeah, like my Starship knowledge ends with Monster X. I didn't even know that Hyungwon was producing, so learned something new today. To be honest, like, when it comes to AB6, yeah, I don't know much about them, if I'm being honest. And I don't, maybe they do more festival stuff, I don't know. But I can't figure, I've heard of them, but I couldn't give you a song.
Ooh,
unless I'm just being silly.
I do know an AB6 song. I can even like think of the music video, but I couldn't hum it or sing it to you. I can't think of the words.
Well, that's no any good, is it?
I know that. Oh, what's his name? Daehui? I think he's in AB6.
Yeah, I know he's in it, but and I couldn't tell you a song.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've seen them in terms of their activities much. Okay. I know they've done a pretty funny interview, some of the members. Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. I know that Monster X gets a lot of sort of freedom of what they can creatively do.
But I feel like that's because Monster X has created this like resurgence in terms of like money for Starship. Because remember, their biggest group was probably like Sistar.
Yeah.
I
miss Sistar.
I miss them so much. I miss that whole generation. But
Sistar, XID, oh my god.
I don't know, I feel like Starship can do better. I feel like all these companies could do better, to be fair. I just, for me personally, and this could be just like my ignorance, but in terms of like other companies, even if I don't listen to their groups, I kind of know what their group is about and that they're under that company. Whereas, as I said, even though I have doing things, as I said, it just didn't register the correlation. And in terms of, I don't know what they're doing with WJSN, because I feel like they've been around for a while, but they don't get the shine that they should get or the promotion that they should get.
I do feel like, yes, I've heard something like that. Like, because obviously Starship, even though we wasn't aware that they were behind Ive, we see Ive all the time. Like, they're constantly out there. They look well kept and stuff. So I think I remember seeing something like WJSN are sort of mistreated and not, like, they're not cared for enough. And then like all this attention's gone to Ive. So
yeah, because it's given me the kind of vibe of how it was like you had G-Idol and you had CLC, that kind of vibe. Where it's like, yeah, CLC. And I say this lightly because I feel like, and this is no disrespect to these groups or whatever, I'm not like trying to compare and stuff, but see how like CLC was kind of pushed aside and then Cube pushed G-Idol. I get that with WJSN, but it's different because I feel like they've never really had a fighting chance in the first place, whereas CLC kind of had like a small window to shine, and then they just weren't really pushed after that.
Does WJSN have a different name? Because
I feel like they go on the Cosmic Girl or something as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess every company is going to have pros and cons, but at the end of the day, I think fair treatment across groups. Obviously, naturally, in a company, you're going to focus more on what is making you money and going to give you like a good turnaround. But at the end of the day, these artists and idols aren't just products, they are people, mm-hmm. so hopefully everyone can be treated fairly and looked after. WJSN, they're not new, right?
No, because I feel like I saw them in Korea, and I went to Korea years ago.
Mm.
I feel like it was like 2016. So if I've seen them, they've definitely been around.
Oh, yeah, they debuted. I just searched up. They debuted February 25th, 2016. So they've been around for a while.
That's what I'm saying.
But if anyone has like any more info or a better in-depth perspective or opinion on this, please do let us know. You can send that to us anonymously at kpopbox.co.uk/hallyu@you, or you can send that to us directly on socials and we can respond and maybe read out your more in-depth opinion to any of these unpopular opinions, because we always like to hear what you guys have to say. But as we come towards the end of the episode, it's now the time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will let you know if there's anything that we're listening to, watching, or anything that we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
On my radar is Lisa twerking in her concert. She knows how to shake that booty that she does not have, and I am here for it. Go team small booty, because that's me too. Power to us people. But yeah, she was shaking that thing. I don't know what show this was. Obviously, Blackpink is still on tour, or this might be an old video that's resurfaced, I'm not sure, but it's probably from their recent tour. And she was shaking that thing, and I said, yes, I enjoy this. I like this. Go Lisa. And the last thing that's on my radar, which is not really Korean based, but I've started watching Alice in Borderland, people.
Oh,
I love me my Alice in Borderland season 2, baby. So yeah, I've been watching that. I'm not finished yet. Yeah, that's on my radar. Shame.
Lovely. On my radar. Oh, I think I'm up to date with the second part that they've released of like the Korean money heist.
Mm-hmm.
I quite like it. It's very intense, quite interesting. I think that it's well made, because I know there was a lot of worry. I don't know if you've watched the original Money Heist or any of them.
No, I haven't.
But I think the original series was Spanish. Was really
popular. Yeah. So.
So people were like, oh, like, is it just going to be like a cut and paste of like the same storyline? But I feel like they've made it very relevant, Korean. Like Korean life and history and all of that stuff, so it works really well. Yeah, it's quite interesting. I'm pretty sure the first season's finished now. I think I remember the ending, so that was good. I don't know if I mentioned it on here a few weeks back, but I was watching a Korean reality show called Pink Lie.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, so finished that. The show is good. I think the concept is interesting, but I think, yes, I do remember us speaking about it. But it still bugs me because it is technically a dating show, and the premise of like starting and building a relationship on lies, then finding out the person that you've been bonding with is a completely different person at the end. That's just weird to me. But I think out of all the K reality shows that I've watched recently that have, you know, it'll cut from like the actual program then to like commentators.
Mm.
I feel like this show had the best commentators, because it actually felt like just a bunch of friends watching the show. Like, they weren't really polished. Hee-chul is one of the commentators, and any time something crazy would happen, he would just like get up from his seat and like walk behind the sofa and just be pacing up and down, because he was just that stressed, and it was hilarious. So that was okay. If they do make another season, I hope they maybe change some of the rules. Maybe it's more like this person has a big secret, but I feel as though if you're interacting with someone in a romantic way and trying to build a solid foundation for like trust and respect and stuff, if you're even lying about your name, your age and your profession, how are you guys going to have a relationship? That's terrifying. So there's that.
And well, maybe they should do it in a sense of not necessarily that you have to lie, but you're restricted to ask certain things. So then you're just getting to know that person. They're not necessarily lying, but you can't reveal that information just yet. Does that make sense?
Exactly. Because most of these people's quote-unquote lies are things that you would only figure out if you asked that specific niche question.
Mm.
Like one of the women, for example, her lie was that, and like the whole concept of the show is because like people have prejudice and all this other stuff, but her lie was that she used to be an actress in some like 18 or borderline 18 plus type movies.
Adult films.
And no one's going to figure that out unless they explicitly ask her, because it's not her current job. So, yeah, because it's sort of the way that, what's the show? Singles Inferno works. So you're not allowed to ask people about like their profession. I don't remember if you can share age, but you know each other's names. You can talk about everything else. And that sort of makes sense. And I started watching the new season of Singles Inferno. I don't have any particular feelings about it. Not to be shady, but quite a few people have gone to the doctor's office. Take that for what you might want to take it for. Yeah, that's all.
Any takeaways from this year, Shay?
Sleep more. Yeah, and hopefully things have been more open this year, but hopefully travel is in the works for next year, because I need to go on a plane. I haven't been on a plane in a long time.
Takeaways from this year. No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, one more K-pop related takeaway.
Okay.
I've said this already many a times, but I love TXT, and I don't like when people make the full-blown comparisons between them and BTS, but you can definitely see similarities in their character arc in terms of the way that they are really prioritizing their connection with their fans. Because there's a difference between idols just making content for platforms like TikTok and Instagram and stuff, and it usually feels quite distant. But you can tell that TXT sit on TikTok. Like, they understand the trends and the nuances a bit too well. And I'm just really impressed with how they interact with their fans and their audience. And because it doesn't feel like, oh, like forced. It doesn't feel forced. And it's not like, oh, I'm this artist up here. And like, yeah, you guys are just like my cute little fans. Hi guys, that sort of thing. They kind of have built this real friendship and rapport with their fans and like the inside jokes. I'm not saying that other artists don't, but I just want to give them credit for what I've seen, because it's pretty cool.
Shout out to The Rose as well. They're quite funny on TikTok.
Yes.
Hooni from Winner have been holding it down as well.
And Bam Bam's doing his TikTok thing as well.
Yeah. Recently, yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, fighting. Anyway, thank you everyone that has listened to How You At You this year.
Yes, and remember that you guys can send us any of your unpopular opinions, stories, requests, or suggestions. You can submit them to kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou if you want to remain anonymous. You can send them to us via email, which is howyout@gmail.com, or you can send them to us directly on socials. And if you've enjoyed this journey with us this year, whether you're an OG listener or someone new that's joined us along the way, please feel free to rate us on whatever social or podcast platform that you're listening to us on, and leave a review or even maybe some comments about things that you want to hear or see more of.
Yes, I've been Shanice from K-pop Box. You can follow me at kpopbox_. It's a joke at this point, but I think I need to come back. But I said that the whole of this year, so.
Which means your 2023 comeback's going to be amazing.
I'll come back when Dean comes back. Oh my gosh, Dean, don't come back next week. I swear. If you come back next week, I know you're an op, because how dare you? Anyway, yes, I'm Shanice.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way on most platforms, and I should be there.
Yes, she usually is there, so she's more reliable than me. But anyway, until next year, guys, we will
holla at you. Bye.